The family of a 20-year-old man killed in a road crash on the Cavan-Meath border more than 3 years ago say they feel let down by the justice system. 21-year-old Pete Rogers of Ballinacleave, Moynalty, Kells County Meath had pleaded guilty to careless driving causing the death of his friend Cormac Murphy on May 14, 2017. Today at Cavan Circuit Court he was sentenced to 240 hours community service in lieu of 12 months in prison and disqualified from driving for 8 years. Our North East correspondent Sinead Hussey can tell us more. Sinead, first of all, perhaps you might remind us of something of the background to this case.
Yes, Brian, this crash happened, as you said, in the early hours of May 14th, 2017. Six friends had been on a night out. They'd left a nightclub in Kells in County Meath and were on their way to Mullagh. Pete Rogers was the driver of a black Volkswagen Passat, and the court heard that the car lost control and entered a field and came to a stop in a drain around 22 minutes past five that morning. Now, the court heard that none of the four rear seat passengers were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. Pete Rogers and the front seat passenger were found to be wearing seatbelts, and all of the occupants suffered serious injuries in the crash, and 20-year-old Cormac Murphy from Mullagh died 5 days later in hospital. As you said, Pete Rogers from Ballinacleave, Moynalty, Kells in County Meath pleaded guilty to careless driving causing death, and the court heard evidence today that there wasn't sufficient evidence to bring a more serious charge of dangerous driving. In terms of how the crash happened, the court heard that a forensic investigation couldn't establish if speed was a factor in the case. The accused had admitted drinking in the hours before the crash, but evidence couldn't be established if he was driving above the legal limit. And Judge John Aylmer said today that the most culpable factor in this case was the fact that Pete Rogers was the driver and his passengers weren't wearing seatbelts. And he said the primary responsibility of wearing a seatbelt lies with the driver.
Cormac's parents, Sinead, they spoke outside court after the sentencing.
Yeah, so Judge John Aylmer took a number of factors into consideration. Pete Rogers was of good character. He hadn't been in trouble before. He'd shown deep remorse for what happened, and he's handed him down 240 hours community service and disqualified him for driving for 8 years. As you said, Bernie and Fergus Murphy, parents of Cormac, were in the court today, and afterwards they expressed their disappointment with the sentence that was handed down.
We just feel very, very let down by the courts.
Yes, and we felt that Cormac might as well have not existed in this world.
The guards done great work in investigating it and everything, but the courts just let down.
This is our fourth year without Cormac. Our fourth Christmas and no Cormac.
The parents of Cormac Murphy ending that report from Sinead Hussey.